I'm going to make two recipes. I'm going to make teriyaki grasshoppers. I'm also going to make a deep-fried tarantula spider.
That's David George Gordon, a chef from Seattle who specializes in tasty insects. He'll be in Blacksburg for Bugfest this weekend, preparing them for people to try. The annual celebration of Everything Insect is a chance to learn about these important species. And for a growing number of people, tasting them is just another way to appreciate them.
It seems like we have moved past the ick and past the novelty, and people are more and more looking at this like, oh, this is just another protein. Because honestly, you know, we eat lobster, which is truly nothing more than an ocean cockroach.
Tim McCoy is a research specialist in the entomology department at Virginia Tech.
Eating insects is going to make for a cleaner and healthier planet. And that is because insects are more efficient at producing protein from the available food stock. They produce less waste products. They can do it on a smaller footprint of land. They don't require as much water. And so there's a lot of reasons why they are a useful and viable protein source, and they will. It's going to be growing.
And so's the acceptance of eating bugs. The United Nations estimates they're already part of the traditional diet of 2 billion people on the planet. Now scientists are finding, for the first time, it could catch on in developed countries.
There's a worldwide search on now for high-quality sources of protein.
Robert Williams is Associate Professor of Food Science at Virginia Tech. He points to a survey in a brand new publication called the Journal of Insects as Food and Feed. It found 72% of Westerners say they're willing to consume insects, but he cautions.
So with any food, there's risk. The issue is us managing that risk.
A foodborne illness expert, Williams says, if prepared properly, many bugs are safe to eat, but you have to know what you're doing. For example, it's fine to feast on grasshoppers, but you can't eat their legs. They're beyond indigestible.
And so from the standpoint of grasshoppers, with this case with the legs not being digestible and also being lodged in the intestines, it's a matter of understanding the practices of how to prepare them. It would be very much like eating an apple and taking the stem out and throwing it away instead of eating the stem.
And he says people allergic to shellfish should also stay away from eating insects. But for the most part, entomophagy, the technical term, is considered safe. A report published earlier this month by the European Food Safety Authority concluded the most important factor was how they're raised and processed. Experts say the future is insect farming, where those conditions can be controlled, not wild harvesting. And a new industry may be on the horizon using dried insect protein as food ingredients. One company called Exo makes protein bars using cricket flour, and Tim McCoy brought some for me to taste.
Mm. Yeah.
That's good.
It is.
Maybe unwrapping the paper and foil on a protein bar is one way to get past that ick factor. I'm Robbie Harris.